ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world, first and foremost in doing the internet. He's doing it to death, training, getting sharp, because he kicks A. And when you kick A, he got to be in great condition so he can outrun an antelope and outhop a deer. He is in shape to take care of what's coming real near. How long? Not long. Ring Talk, you heard it right here with Don King.
Pedro Fernandez.
My man, the wire-haired wonder himself from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm talking about promoter Don King, of course, with those great accolades. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Last night, of course, UFC 150 going down, and it was a bit controversial in some people's minds. I mean, I watched all five rounds of the main event, and I thought that Benson Henderson deserved to win the fight, but some people thought that Frankie Edgar won the fight, so it was a split decision, 48-47 twice for Benson Henderson, the current lightweight, is 155-pound champion of the UFC, and 49-46 was the other scorecard, a ridiculous scorecard in my mind for Frankie Edgar, the former champion. Now, what Edgar needs to do is drop down to featherweight in the UFC division. I'm talking about 145 pounds, so we'll go over UFC 150 in detail in about 30, 35 minutes. We'll talk boxing first. We're going to talk a little entertainment this morning as well. Of course, my man Lenny Williams, my number one boxing fan. Of course, the former lead singer of Tower of Power, a platinum recording artist in his own right, has got something going on today as far as charity is concerned. So we're going to talk a little community stuff. We'll talk some boxing with Lenny as well in a couple of minutes. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Loveland with you.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
And now, this special sports break.
Welcome to the 100-yard dash. And they're off and setting a blazing pace. And could it, yes, it is a world record. Let's follow the champion as he heads down to the podium for the awarding of the medals. And he's past the podium, grabbing his gold medal along the way. It looks like he's heading directly to a person in the crowd. He's walking up to a man who just popped the top of a Mao Tai beer. And he's giving the man his gold medal and taking the Mao Tai. Please get somebody down there to find out what he's doing.
This is Graydon Basil down on the track with our winner. The world is all wondering why you passed the medal ceremony to exchange your gold for a Mao Tai.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, mate? A gold is a gold, but a Mao Tai is a dynasty.
Taste the dynasty. MaoTaiUSA.com. Proud sponsor of Impact Syndicate and Team Mao Tai. Please drink responsibly.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? It's constantly moving. It's moving towards you. It's moving around you and moving away from you. All right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. He's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. And keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot. Right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good, good, good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. That's good. Now you get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're going to talk a little community awareness right now. As my man Lenny Williams, of course, the former lead singer of Tower of Power, a platinum recording artist in his own right. And Lenny, do you have a new album out? Somebody told you you got some new tunes out.
Yeah, I got a new CD that just came out last Tuesday. It's called Still in the Game. And I'm really, really excited about it. We've been getting a lot of, you know, great reviews on it, and just super excited about people checking it out.
Man, what keeps you going? I mean, you've been rocking and rolling now. You and I have known each other for about 35, 37 years now. So you just keep rocking and rolling and doing your thing, and you're campaigning all over the world as far as performances is concerned. I call you one day, you're in St. Louis. I call you the next day, and you're in Mobile, Alabama. You're in Florida. You're in Vegas doing that thing with the hoodie thing the last couple of weeks. I mean, how do you get up the motivation to keep getting on a plane and going on the road?
I guess because I love what I do. You know, I just love what I do, and I'm just, you know, it's a quest, you know, to just top the, you know, the last feeling. I just got back from New York, was there doing a thing at the Lincoln Center there. And by the way, I went to see Mike Tyson's play on Broadway while I was there, too. I had a great time doing that.
Now, give us a review. If you were a theater critic, how would you review Mike Tyson's one-man show?
Out of 10 stars, I'd give him about a 9.5. Yeah, it was really great. Yeah, yeah.
What did he do? Did he get up there and tell jokes, or did he talk about his life in the ring? Did he talk about
he talked about his life, just his whole life, you know, from being a young kid all the way through all of the trials and tribulations. Talked about Customato, talked about Don King, talked about his marriages, talked about his time in prison, talked about, Robin Givens, of course, Desiree Washington, the whole gamut, talked about the fights with Mitch Green, Just life in general, about his, you know, chaotic childhood, getting in trouble, going to, you know, a bit about race, talked about him and Teddy Atlas, the incident when Teddy Atlas, pulled a gun on him, all that stuff, you know. So it was just no holds barred. He just talked about everything that you can imagine.
Now, you know, being a former policeman, having few people read in this country, Alan Dulles was a former head of the CIA, and he said that about the Warren Commission hearings that, and the assassination of President Kennedy, that few Americans read. Well, I read the transcripts of the Mike Tyson trial back there in Indiana, and I walked away thinking that he was set up for that, that he didn't commit this violent act against Desiree Washington. So that's just my opinion right then and there. As far as Robin Givens is concerned, And I pronounce her name, or I spell her name R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe, like she's like she's robbing somebody, okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
When she met Mike Tyson, her first date with Mike Tyson, she brought along an accountant, two publicists, and her mother. So I didn't
right.
think...
He talked about her mom, too, right? And he talked about the time when, that he happened to catch her coming home with Brad Pitt. And, it was comical. So at times, it just made you laugh your head off, and then at times it just made you want to cry. But Spike Lee was there, he's the director of it, and mm-hmm. so got a chance to speak to Spike a little bit. So it was, I really, really enjoyed it. I would advise anybody to get a chance to go check it out.
I'm happy that Mike's making it some way, because I know that, he wasn't doing all that great financially. I mean, he
right,
had some
yeah.
issues. He didn't make the money. That he didn't keep a lot of the money that he made as a boxer. Of course, he was blowing
right.
he was yeah. blowing money left and right. And if you make a dollar with Don King, Don King's going to get 50 cents of that dollar, or at least another dollar alongside your dollar. What I'm trying to say is, it sort of reminds me of the Elvis Presley Colonel Tom Parker deal they had back in the 50s. For every dollar that Elvis made, the Colonel made a dollar. And I think that's the way it is.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's the way it is with Don. It's probably Don, but Don probably did the Don probably did a little bit better than that. Don probably made $2 for every $1 that Mike made. So,
but that's what Mike he uses the same a name that Larry Holmes uses for Don King, the devil. Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's funny is that when Mike was living with Don King when he got out of jail, and he was living with Don King in Las Vegas at King's home. I used to call him on the phone, and we talked for like, I guess about two and a half months. We talked every day, every other day. And then Don found out we were talking, and then Don shut that down.
He
put a stop to it. It wasn't like I was telling him, run away from the devil. I mean, I wasn't telling him anything like that. We were just talking boxing. We're talking boxing history, because he's such a great historian. I mean, the man knows the game of boxing left and right. He can go all the way back to the days of Jack Johnson and Jack Dempsey and Max
right.
Baer and Joe Louis, all those guys, man. I mean, Henry Armstrong.
He talked about the history of boxing. He put up, the great champions that he loved, Willie Pep and all those guys that he learned from. So it was, it was just really, 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 really great. Anybody who loves boxing will enjoy it, and anybody who just is interested in, Mike Tyson's life, his rise and his fall, he talked about his addictions. I didn't really know that he was addicted to cocaine, talked about that. And
man, how many of our friends have been addicted to cocaine?
A ton.
Exactly. Cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine is some mean. It is a mean machine. What can I say? I tried to tell guys growing up when I was boxing, and that's what was sort of so good about boxing when I was growing up, was that it was the opposite of peer pressure. What I meant was, guys that were hanging around with me in the neighborhood didn't want me getting high. They made me go home at 10 o'clock at night so I can get up and run in the morning. So it was,
right.
It was the opposite of peer pressure. I mean, people say, peer pressure is, inducing guys to get drunk and have a few beers and do this and do that. But, man, my boys, they used to like, man, you need to go home. Time for you to go to bed. You ain't going to embarrass us next week. Time for you to get your butt back in bed. So it was the opposite of peer pressure, and I thank boxing for that, and I really do. I mean, I think that had I not boxed at the early age until the late ages of the late stages of my life, I don't think that I would have been half the man that I am, so I want to credit boxing for that. Now, let's talk about you doing some community work today.
We're going to be in Oakland, over with at Arroyo Park. Desley Brooks, the wonderful city councilwoman there in Oakland, has a free concert series. And so for the last maybe 5 or 6 years, I've been doing that with her. And so we're going to be there in Oakland, a free concert. You can come out. It's at Arroyo Park, a very beautiful park there that the city councilwoman has put a lot of money into. They have a lot of programs for the youth to try to keep them involved and, like you say, and keep them out of danger and committing little silly acts of crime, things like that.
Lenny, I'm going to ask you this, because you're like a godfather to me, and you're a little bit older than I am, so you got more wisdom than I do. How do you turn the world? I mean, this country is in trouble, man. Economically, you can't get a job. People that are with that have college degrees are driving taxi cabs and things like that. How can we turn this around?
Well, I guess we just have to do what we've always done. You know, we just have to dig deep, and we have to make do with what we have, and just continue to educate ourselves and to continue to exercise our faith, and make it work. You know, I mean, this is America. You know, the land of opportunity, of great dreams, and people are dying to come over here. We just have to take advantage of the opportunities that America affords us. You know, I think a lot of times Americans who have been born here, a lot of times we get complacent. You know, we take things for granted, and we just have to dig deep and remember that this is the United States of America, and we've got the opportunities of a lifetime. You know, to make it. Yeah,
opportunities, right? But more people were forced into bankruptcy last year because of medical bills than any other reason, and that's been the way for the last decade now. And every other country, I've been to 32 countries around the world, 31 of them I liked. The one country I didn't like was Dubai. But I got sick in a few countries, and each country I went to the hospital in, they never charged me. They didn't charge me a dime. Now, if I was to walk into Kaiser today without my Kaiser plan, they'd be saying, you need to sign this release saying that you're going to pay us cash when you got it or before you leave or this kind of stuff. So, maybe the American dream got lost somewhere along the way.
Yeah, I definitely think that, somewhere along the way, I guess the balance between the free enterprise and, helping your fellow man, somewhere along there, we've got to, correct that balance. You know, I mean, I understand that, the free enterprise system, you just get out there and get it, and if you can get it, get it all, then more power to you. But, we definitely have to think about our fellow man and for people who are less fortunate, who have less ambition. Maybe not, they're not ambitionless, they just don't have as much ambition as a Gates or someone like that, So, I think that we will, I think that eventually, we're going to have to, I think that the situations in society is going to dictate that we have to, give everybody, the same opportunity. And I'm sure it's going to happen. I mean, this is a great country, I think about it all the time that, just how we've come in terms of race relations, in terms of things like that. I mean, I was just in Mississippi a couple weeks ago and just, just kind of marveling at how far we've come, but yet we have far, a lot more to go. But some countries, I mean, you look at some of the countries, I mean, they've had these tribal feuds and for centuries, and we've been able to overcome. So I'm sure that these obstacles that we have right now we can overcome them, and we can attain the perfect union that we're looking for.
Okay, platinum recording artist Lenny Williams, our guest. He will be appearing this afternoon in Arroyo Park. That is in Oakland, California. You can Google that up for you, and you can be right there. And it's a free concert. And Lenny, you got a band opening for you as well, right?
You have a band open for us, and we're going to have some samba dancers there and everything like that. So they were actually in Carnival this year. I got a chance to go over there and check them out. So we're going to have some dancing, another bands, some great food out there, great people having a good time. Just so folks come on out and just enjoy it. We're going to try to sing all your favorites, give you some new music, and we're just going to have a good time. I'm going to put on my shiny shoes today. Yes.
Okay, I got a question for you. Some young man from Jason of Fresno, California says, who wrote 'Cause I Love You?
I did with a friend of mine named Michael Bennett. So Lenny Williams and Michael Bennett wrote that, yes.
And that did go platinum, didn't it?
Yeah, that's been a big, big record for me. It's put, about five kids through college, bought about maybe six, seven houses, and put a little money away for my old age pension.
Lenny Williams, today live free at Arroyo Park in Oakland, California, folks, courtesy of Councilwoman Desalee Brooks. So I wish you the best of luck, Lenny. God bless you, man, and what can I say? If there were more people in the world like Lenny Williams, the world would be a better place.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. All right.
All right. Good, take good care. This is Lenny's platinum recording tune, 'Cause I Love You. I'll let it play. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
understand me. Every word I say is true.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Yeah. The smooth sounds of Rick Stevens and the Tower of Power circa 1972. Most of you weren't even alive back then, but if you want to dig good music, dig good R&B, check out some of the older Tower of Power albums. Of course, they are all available at towerofpower.com, as is my monthly column, Pedro's Song of the Month, at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board, lots of stuff on the band right there. And, of course, you can always go to LennyWilliams.com if you want some information on our prior guest there. Of course, he's appearing in Arroyo Park, which is on Krause Avenue in Oakland, California today. I think Lenny will hit the stage probably about 3:30 or 4, but the bottom line is the gig starts at 1 o'clock. There'll be lots of entertainment. People will be having a good time. There'll be some samba dancing, like Lenny said. I went there last year, went there the year before. I had a great time. Oakland has got a horrible reputation in the minds of a lot of people, but I tell you, I had a great time both of the prior years that I went and saw Lenny do this thing with the council person. So I want to give Lenny and Miss Brooks props because they do put this together each year. Lenny is the headliner, and can I say, Lenny rocks it, man. Lenny can take down the house. I mean, there's just no question about it. Let's talk a little boxing before we go to the world of mixed martial arts, probably in about 5.5 or 6 minutes. But last night, the snake, Sergio Mora, well, he lost against Brian Vera. Brian Vera now 21-6, 12 KOs. He had won a previous fight over Sergio Moro. Sergio's been on the show many, many times in the past. Sergio, although he's 23-3-2 with 7 KOs, he was the contender champion. Remember that? Remember when I went to Las Vegas and he won the finale and we had that big thing with Sylvester Stallone, and Stallone was on the show and all that kind of good stuff. And I walked away from Stallone saying, "You're the most," saying to myself, "This guy's the most stuck up little guy in the world. And if he wasn't on steroids, I could gangster slap him in a minute." But the bottom line is, you know, that contender, that first year of the contender, which was on NBC, it rocked. I mean, it did. It did well. I mean, of course, they had the preliminary fights, and then 8 or 10 weeks later, they had the main event, you know, the winner, Mora, and I forget who he fought. Was it Alfonso Gomez? I'm not sure. Anyway, the bottom line is Sergio Mora did win the $1 million prize for that, and he invested it well, and somebody tells me he's doing real well. And, of course, he's got a win over Vernon Forrest, which Vernon reversed, and, of course, the late Vernon Forrest has been dead now 2 years, the victim of a gunshot wound when he got into a little skirmish at a gas station. Somebody tried to steal something out of his car, and then he chased the guy down. He had a gun, and on the way back, they shot him without him knowing it. So rest in peace, Vernon Forrest. But Sergio Mora drops to now 23-3-2, 7 KOs. That's been his big knock. That's the big knock on Mora, is that he can't punch Mora. You hear what I'm saying? He's not a puncher. With 7 KOs in 30 fights, you know, what can I say? It's like Paul Malignaggi, though. Some guys can get away with not being able to punch hard, per se, and be ultra successful. Of course, Paulie now the WBA 147-pound title holder. But Sergio Mora, I think Sergio should just take his money and maybe head off into the sunset. He's got a great personality. He's got, you know, a good diction. I mean, he can talk well. He can speak well. He can do boxing announcing. There's a lot of things he can do. But as far as continuing the fight's concerned, they fought last night in San Antonio, Texas. I just don't know. I really don't. Brian Vera, not the greatest fighter in the world, but if you get beat twice by Brian Vera, it's probably a good indication that you are not the elite when it comes to 154 or 160 pounds. And at the end of the night, the scores were 118, 110, 117, 111. And 114, 114. Want to mention that Ken Norton, who had a stroke on his birthday on Friday, some people said he turned 68, others said he turned 69. Of course, Kenny and I go back a long ways. We were in Florida together in this, it was the 1990s, and he didn't get his upfront money. He was supposed to get some money up front from promoter Harold Smith, and Harold didn't give him the money. And Kenny checked out of the hotel about a day and a half early after arguing with the hotel management over his bill, which Harold said he would cover as well. Harold's said a lot of things in his life, and Harold is a creep if there ever was one. And Harold, if you're listening in Dubai today, you know what I mean. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, Lenny talking about Mike Tyson getting a standing ovation, you know, as far as his one-night play is concerned. And last night was the final installment on Broadway. I don't know if they're going to take that around the country or not, but it seems to be a big hit. Everybody that's reviewed it loves it. So I want to wish Mike the, you know, continued success and the best of luck, because growing up, you know, he didn't have things all that good. And, you know, there are some questions about Custy Amato that I have that I would never air on the radio. But the bottom line is, you know, he was victimized by Don King. He was victimized by Robin Givens. I believe he was victimized by Desiree Washington. I know some of you say, "Hey, Pedro, he was convicted of raping Desiree Washington." Yeah, only in the state of Indiana. Okay? And they had to bring an independent prosecutor to do that. It wasn't like they brought their DA or their state attorney general or nothing like that. No. They had to bring in an independent prosecutor. And when I read the transcripts, and it took me about a week and a half to read the entire trial. When I read the transcripts, I came away thinking there was more than enough reasonable doubt that Mike did not commit the act on which he was sent to prison for. So I think Mike Tyson, got in the elevator with Desiree Washington and eventually got the shaft. And I think he spent like a year and a half or 2 years in prison for that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you'd like to join us on the Twitter thing, we got the tweet going on, twitter.com. Using the hash mark Ring Talk. Of course, the UFC coming up in just a couple of minutes, September 1st. UFC 151. That's right. Talk about John Jones and Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson in the fight of the year last year with Mauricio Shogun Rua, who was a winner last week on UFC on Fox. So the UFC is like being, are we doing too much UFC on TV? That's a good question. You can answer that on the Twitter thing if you want. Or send me an email, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to all the smart folks on TV, Americans are putting renewed emphasis on value. Well, the Americans we see here at Motel 6 seem to be way ahead of the curve on that value thing, because Motel 6 has always been the place for a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. We were value before value was cool. Book online at motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yes, this is the end of the fight. Oh,
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If he tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Yeah, that is the work of my marvelous producer, folks, the incomparable Scott Cuddy, putting together those gag lines. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to say hello to all our affiliates out there, of course, across the country, 17 of them right now as I speak, airing live. And, of course, we've got the cable radio now. We've got Stitcher.com. We've got TuneIn.com. And we got it all going on. Of course, the show is live on my website as I speak at ringtalk.com. Last night in UFC 150, I mean, it was a big thing. Denver, Colorado, the high altitude. Everybody was worried about fighting in this high altitude. And, you know, and the question, I fought in Denver one time. And the question I always posed when I was fighting there, when I was about to fight there, was do I go in there like a week in advance or do I go in there just the day before the fight? Because I had a few bucks back then and I was able to travel unlike a lot of the other amateurs. I was a policeman in San Francisco, so I had money. And I decided to go in at the last minute and not worry about getting acclimated or anything like that. And I went in there and ended up winning a three-round decision because back in those days, the amateur fights were just three rounds. But the altitude was a psychological factor. But it wasn't last night as Ben Henderson in the main event defended his UFC lightweight, his 155-pound title, against Frank Yeager, winning a split decision. I mentioned this a little earlier. The scores were 48-47 twice for Henderson, 49-46 for Edgar, which I thought was a little off the wall. I thought Henderson won the fight. Yes, do I think he could have stepped up a little bit more? Yeah, I think he could have. Do I think he lacked killer instinct to an extent last night? He may have. I mean, he just having beat Frankie Edgar earlier this year in Japan, I think that Ben Henderson was a little bit, overconfident. But the bottom line is he did win the fight. He won it in my mind. He won it in the judges' scorecards. And he will probably end up facing BJ Penn sometime in 2013 because BJ is going to have one comeback fight. He was supposed to have that in September, but it looks like his opponent, Rory McDonald, pulled out because of a 15-stitch cut. So either they're going to find a replacement for BJ or BJ is going to fight somebody else. They'll wait and fight Rory McDonald later in the year, or they'll find a replacement, or he'll wait and then he'll fight in 2013. But in 2013, I would expect the greatest lightweight in the history of the UFC, the great BJ Penn, to come back and get one last title shot at 155 pounds. Some other UFC 150 results, sort of predicted here. And yeah, I just sort of did. Donald Cerrone beat Melvin Gallard. That was a knockout in round one. Time was 116. I sort of, that on paper, that just didn't look like it was a competitive fight. Jake Shields of Northern California, former Strike Force champion. He defeated Ed Herman via unanimous nod, 30-27, 30-27, and 29-28 in a three-round fight. And the problem with Jake Shields is he's not all that entertaining. I mean, he could put a crackhead to sleep sometimes because he's a wrestler, and he gets guys down on the ground, and he wrestles, and he rolls around, and he's just not a good striker or anything. Like, he's not a good finisher, okay? So some of Jake Shields' fights do tend to be a little boring, and if Cesar Gracie, his trainer and manager, is listening to me right now, tough. That's just the way it is. Yoshana Kami beat Buddy Roberts with a TKO of round at 305 of round number two. Max Holloway beat Justin Lawrence, and that was a liver shot and some ground strikes. I mean, he hit him with a body shot. And you don't see too many body shots in the world of the MMA and UFC, and I think you should. I think that if guys threw to the body more, I think Chris Weidman throws a few body shots, that outstanding young man that beat Mark Munoz a few weeks ago in San Jose, California on a Fuel TV card. But the bottom line is there's not enough guys throwing body shots because they just don't. They're not developed stand-up fighters, some of them, yet. But they are getting better. And each month we see, you know, advancement as far as the training aspects are concerned of MMA fighters, and they're getting a better stand-up game. And the stand-up game mixed with the ground game, I mean, put that together and you could become the best fighter in the world. So Max Holloway, a winner last night over Justin Lawrence, a TKO 449 of round number two. Some other results last night. Dennis Bermudez beat Tom Hayden. And I'm not talking about the Tom Hayden that used to be married to Jane Fonda. I think he was a congresswoman, too. It was a standing guillotine choke. That was in round one. But Tom Hayden, that was not the same Tom Hayden. So it cracks me up when I look at that. Some other results. Nick Lentz defeated EJ Minasuka with TKO. There were strikes, and the referee stopped the fight at 345 of round number one. Now, some bad news in the world of MMA. Tyrone Mills died of an apparent heart attack, or put it this way, he had an MMA fight last night in Mount Pleasanton, South Carolina. He's from Augusta, Georgia, and it was an amateur fight. He's 30 years old. And it was a big, long card, and somehow he collapsed in the dressing room afterwards, wasn't feeling well. They took him to the hospital. Within 45 minutes, he was pronounced dead. So we want to send out our condolences to the family of Tyrone Mills. Now, it's not very often. I think this is only the second or third death I can recall in the world of mixed martial arts. So, Tyrone Mills, you have my your family has our deepest condolences from here at ringtalk.com and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And don't forget, we are Saturdays, 11 a.m. for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we come back on Sunday and air for an hour. We do the wrap-up, the weekend wrap-up of both boxing and mixed martial arts, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 1 hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, it's Dana White says this for real, that Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez will be the next fight for the UFC heavyweight title. He said he was throwing Alistair Overeem's name out there just to sort of get some press and tick people off and things like that. And he sort of did do that because, you know, this is the fight that Cain wants. I mean, I've talked to Cain. Cain wants to fight Dos Santos again. Dos Santos knocked him out in a minute and 4 seconds November of last year. And, you know, it didn't bode well. I mean, it's been haunting Cain ever since. It really has. And when he took care of the Giant Silva in May, and that May card, I mean, when he annihilated the Giant Silva, he sort of showed that he is the top number one UFC heavyweight contender, bar none. Okay, so you got to give him his props. You got to give him his title fight. He deserves it. He should get it. Now, Junior Dos Santos, according to Dana White, he doesn't really want to fight Cain Velasquez. I can't believe that. I really can't. I mean, after you knock a guy out in a minute and 4 seconds, whether you thought it was, whether it was lucky, whether it was your skills, whatever, regardless, okay? The bottom line is, I just think that if I was to knock out a guy in a minute and 4 seconds, I'd be dying to fight him again. Just dying to fight him again, okay? I know the other guy's got a lot to prove. You have nothing to prove because you already knocked the guy out once, but I would love to fight him again. After knocking a man out in a minute and 4 seconds and annihilating him in the manner in which Cain Velasquez was annihilated, I would say Junior Dos Santos, take the fight, okay? But the bottom line is they're having venue problems because it is going to be a big fight as far as the UFC heavyweight title is concerned. It's a preeminent title in the world of mixed martial arts. Therefore, you need a big arena. And I'm not just talking about the MGM Grand, which will hold 17,000 people, or the Mandalay Bay, which will hold 12,000 people, or something like that. They need to put this fight in a stadium, in an outdoor stadium, probably in Brazil. And I know Cain doesn't want to go down to Brazil and fight, but the bottom line is I think that's where the most money would be. If you packed that 80,000-seat soccer stadium, which will be ready in February 2013, you would pack it with 80,000 people. Junior Dos Santos is the equivalent of Muhammad Ali, Elvis Presley, Bruce Lee, you name it, Justin Bieber, all those guys put together. He's the equivalent of that in Brazil. He just is, okay? So he's the biggest star out of Brazil. He's the guy that's always in the news. I mean, be it for his charitable contributions, he's always working with poor kids in the hood, things like that. Because of his fights. I mean, regardless, Junior Dos Santos is the man when it comes to the country of Brazil. So if they were to put it in this 80,000-seat soccer stadium, which is being remodeled right now, they're fixing it up. It'll be ready in February 2013. If they put the fight there, I think they'll sell every seat in the house. And, of course, it'll do great on pay-per-view. Okay, it'll do fantastic on pay-per-view because people want to see that fight again. They were talking about putting this fight on the December 8th Fox TV card. I don't think so. I really don't. I really don't think so. I think that they should put this on pay-per-view and put it in Brazil in front of 80,000 people. That's just my own opinion. And I want to mention the fact that Ronda Rousey, my girl, the girl. Yeah, the girl's beautiful. She can fight. She can talk. She takes no smack from nobody. She called Kim Kardashian out on the red carpet at the ESPYs a couple of weeks ago and said that, I can't repeat what she said, I don't think, on the radio. But the bottom line is she told Kim Kardashian just like it was. And if Kim wanted some, come get some. Okay? Well, Ronda's going to fight August 18th. She'll be on the show before then. But she got the biggest round of applause last night at UFC 150 in Denver, Colorado. I kid you not. The biggest round of applause. This is a woman. She's only had 5 fights. Okay? She's a silver medalist in judo in the 2008 Olympic Games. Okay? But she's only had 5 fights. Her reputation, her fan base, I mean, I think she's got 25 or 30,000 Facebook likes and friends and things like that. So she's got it going on. She is incredibly popular. She is going to bring women's MMA to the forefront of the American sports world. I'm telling you, women will be watching MMA because of Ronda Rousey. Right now, women watch MMA because their boyfriends drag them along and it's cool and they get to look good in their mini skirts and all that kind of good stuff. And it's an in thing to do. But when Ronda Rousey's fighting, it'll be more than an in thing. And Ronda will appear on the show either on the 18th of August or on the 11th of August, one or the other. They promised me either day. They promised me that they promised me. And I mean, time and again, I pushed the UFC hard on this one, okay? Both Ryan and Anthony Evans, I pushed them both. Both the PR guys, I pushed them hard on this. And they've guaranteed me, they've assured me that Ronda will appear either on August 11th or August 18th. So if she's going to fight August 18th against Sarah Kaufman, it'll be on Showtime. And that Showtime card emanates from San Diego, California. And, of course, Ronda will get great Showtime ratings. But seeing there's only a fraction of the 350 million people in this country that get Showtime, she isn't going to get the exposure she would if she fought on Fox TV. If she fought on Fox TV, she would break every record there ever was in MMA attendance as far as and viewership as far as television was concerned. I think the women will turn in. I think the men will turn in because of the fact that she's fine and she can fight. You know, I mean, because we've had fine girls before, but they couldn't fight all that well. Okay, Gina Carano could fight, and she was good-looking as well, but now she's a movie star doing her thing. Okay, she's over in London, Surrey, England, to be exact, doing a movie with Dwayne, former The Rock Johnson. So they're doing their thing over there. And, of course, September 1st, UFC 151, hooking it up, man. I'm talking about John Jones and Dan Henderson. Now, this is a bad fight for Dan Henderson. Why? Because he's 41 years old. Yes, it is a chance for a big payday against John Jones, the once beaten, once disqualified UFC light heavyweight. That's 205-pound champion. Of course, they call him John Bones Jones. But I just don't think it's a fight that Henderson could win. I mean, Henderson did prevail over Mauricio Shogun Rua last November in a spectacular fight, if not one of the greatest fights in UFC history, the fight of the year, without a doubt in the world of MMA. I mean, of all the fights I saw last year, be it on television, be it on YouTube, be it on pirated video, you name it, I get to watch a lot of MMA. That was the greatest fight I ever saw. And I have to tell you that during the fifth round, when Dan Henderson was taken a pounding by Mauricio Shogun Rua, I had to turn my face away a couple of times because the blows were that devastating. But Dan Henderson, all of 41 years old, taking on John Jones, I would make him about a 4-1 underdog. So I don't think he's got a whole lot of chance of winning this fight. Although, you know, you never know, because in the world of mixed martial arts, there's so many different ways to win or lose. But John Jones is taking his game to another level. I mean, he was basically used to box well, and he could kick well. And now he does it all. He take guys down on the ground. He can wrestle well. He can ground and pound. He can strike. His submission holds are there. I mean, John Jones is the complete package. The kid out of Atlanta, GA. There's no doubt about it. He is the complete package, okay? And I expect him to be Dan Henderson decisively on September the 1st when they duke it out on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. Of course, 27-plus years. It'll be 28 years next month. So I want to thank all my listeners who have been with me for 28 years. And if you haven't been with me for 28 years, hey, you're part of the Ring Talk family anyway, and I welcome you to the club. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I know it too, baby, and you know it. We both know our love is true. But we got something that love, and you know it.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking for the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And before I let you go, I want to mention the fact that my good friend, and he's a great referee in his time. I'm going to talk about Elmo Adolf passed away this past week. He had did some blogging on ringtalk.com a couple of days before he died. He died in his sleep on Thursday night. So we want to wish him and his family the... Can I say more condolences, man? We're just handing out all kinds of condolences today. And my Uncle Loeb Fernandez, my godfather, is in the hospital right now having suffered a stroke last night. So things aren't all that good in my family as well. So what I'm trying to tell you is appreciate those you have while you have them. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Channel 2 on the Cable Radio Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, RingTalk.com. We can go on and on. We've got all kinds of internet platforms. But the bottom line is I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until, of course, next time, and we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, much peace, much respect, and thanks a lot to Lenny Williams.